Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about sibling relationships. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, parents claim to raise their kids identically. Is that true?
So actually, in fact, qualitatively, there are differences in the ways in which parents raise their various children. Let's begin with the fact that the moment when a child is born means that that child does not have the same parents in a qualitative sense as the next child, in that it's not the same moment. Those two people will have changed in the course of that time for so many reasons, including the fact that they are now already a parent. So the circumstances also around a specific child's birth will affect the relationship between the siblings, between the parents and that child. For example, a child who was born with illness or very high-risk birth is going to engage those parents in a different way. I'm not suggesting better or worse, just differently than a child who's born in very healthy, banal circumstances. Also, Mark, we cannot forget that to have a boy or a girl does affect the relationship in the sense that it reactivates for the parents their own relationship with their own parent of that same gender. So the fact that a woman has a daughter will by nature reactivate the relationship between the mom and the grandmother, the way that the mom experienced the grandmother when she herself was a little girl. And so in that sense, there are a lot of differences which parents don't necessarily intentionally want, for example.
Okay, so the parents will try. they'll try to sort of like be equal, but there's always that classic joke about the first child gets really looked after, and by the time it's the third child, if they're out all night, no one cares anymore.
It's
that sort of like joke. It's a bit like that.
Yes, and then there's other things, like, for example, you don't choose what you look like, and then perhaps you have a child that really looks like, let's say, granddad, and maybe you had a fabulous relationship with granddad, so then you're going your own father, so then you're going to project lots of positive things onto that child that remind you of him. And then the flip side is also relevant in terms of you really dislike somebody and then your child looks like them. Well, then you're more likely to be projecting negative things onto that child that actually don't belong to the child.
But parents will try to let's say iron out those differences. They will try to handle the kids in the same way. So how do parents then compensate for those differences when they do, in fact, want to treat their kids equally?
I think in some cases, parents kind of operate feeling as though they have a debt that they need to regulate between their children. And that can further aggravate some of these more negative dynamics in a way. However, if we just acknowledge that there are qualitative differences and then we can put the attached value in its right place, that relieves some of the kind of paradigm that actually doesn't belong to the child. It relieves the weight, if you like. So, for example, you could say you're having a very hard time relating to one of your daughters, but in fact, it's not the daughter themselves who is the deception, but rather awakening the very voices that you heard yourself from your own mother, who might have treated you like you were such a disappointment. These kinds of transmission of dynamics can be relieved through, let's say, consultations with the psychotherapist or becoming increasingly aware of where are we putting value and who do we attach it to? Does it really belong to them?
So how does knowing this, parents manage to rationalize that, how does that actually help in everyday life relationships?
Sure. So actually the effect of putting words on to these kinds of dynamics, the effect is that it liberates the child from what we would call projections, which then helps in effect to regulate the real-time relationships. So when you're frustrated because they don't want to put their shoes on and you're trying to get out the door in the morning, it is just that. It's, I'm frustrated and they want to control the situation versus you're just like my mother or something where it gets much heavier and a much more complicated.
Okay. Yeah. Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at our website, cabernetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.